Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the movie The Help, one of the southern black maids whose duties also included caring for and tending to the daily needs of her white employer's little daughter had a phrase that she used to like to repeat to this little girl on a regular basis. She would say to her, "You is smart, you is kind, and you is important." The movie doesn't really state why the maid tells her employer's daughter this, but from watching the movie, it becomes fairly obvious that this little girl was growing up in a home where she was not going to be made to feel any of those things. For this little girl's mother was more interested in maintaining a certain image among her white socialite friends than she was in developing her daughter's character. And thus, while this little girl may have been growing up in a place in a time where she was considered by others in society to be important simply because of the color of her skin, she was not going to grow up to feel important because her parents were not adding to the content of her character. Without the constant words from her loving maid slash caretaker, important is something that this little girl would never see herself as. And so I believe it is with us also. We may try to act important and pretend to be important, but it is relative and it is often fleeting. Let me ask you this couple questions. Who won the 2010 World Series, or Super Bowl, or Stanley Cup? Who won the Academy Award for Best Actress or Actor last year? Who was the president at the turn of the 20th century? You probably know 21st century, but 20th century. Who's the Prime Minister of England right now? Even these positions of notoriety in society, these positions that are considered as important by millions of people, are soon all forgotten. And if that's what happens with these folks who are known to be famous, supposedly really important people, what sort of lasting importance can any of us possibly have? And that's just on the temporal worldly scale. Place us up on the massiveness of God's creation scale or God's eternity scale, and any relative importance that we may have once believed that we had quickly fades into nothingness. If you want to see and feel how really small and unimportant you are, go out in the desert sometime at nighttime and look up at the sky. Take a boat out in the ocean beyond where you can see land. I don't mean some big cruise ship. I mean a little boat, and go out where you're out there alone. Go stand at the foot of El Capitan in Yosemite, and you will quickly understand the words of David in Psalm 8. Where he says, "When I consider your heavens and the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him?" Not only is our Lord's creation majestic, but he and his name are majestic as well. And thus David sings in Psalm 29 that we should ascribe to him glory and strength. For the voice of the Lord is over the waters. His voice is powerful. It is majestic. It breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. It shakes the desert and twists the mighty oaks. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. And yet, as great as he is, and as insignificant as we are, he is still mindful of us. And he cares for us. And he made us just a little bit lower than the heavenly beings. And he crowns us with glory and honor. He made us to be the ruler over the works of his entire creation. He put everything in the world under our feet. All of the flocks and the herds, the birds of the air, the beasts of the field, the fish of the sea, all of it has been placed under our care and control. And thus David would go on to say in Psalm 139 that we as human beings are the crowning glory of his creation. That we have been fearfully and wonderfully made. But more than that, not only did God take great care in creating us, but he also took even greater care and went to greater lengths in redeeming us. You see, there is nothing innately in us that makes us important. There is nothing in us innately that makes us worth saving. Because of our sin, as Scripture says, we are lost and condemned creatures. From dust we came, to dust we shall return. And yet God loves us anyway. He loves us with such a deep and such an amazing love that he even sacrificed his own son, his only son, in the terrible death of a cross to forgive us of our sins. And also, as the Scripture says, to prepare for us a crown of glory in his eternity. You is important. And I is important. Not by virtue of our creation, but primarily by view of our redemption. We are important because he saved us. Our sense of value and worth and importance should always stem from what God in Christ has done for us. I am important because he went to a cross to save me. Me, a lost and condemned person. And he purchased for me, not with gold or silver, that would have been easy. He did it with his own precious blood. I am important because God took the time and the care to call me to faith through the waters and the word of holy baptism. I am important because God has commissioned me to speak on his behalf to the world, to tell a lost world of his love. He called me to be his salt and his light. And he's gone into heaven to prepare a place for me in his Father's heavenly mansion. And each and every one of you are important for exactly the same reasons. To die, to deny, or to doubt your importance in this world and your importance in eternity is to deny and to doubt the work of God in you and for you. It is to deny and to doubt that on the day of your baptism, the entire company of heaven, all of the hosts, join together in celebration and joyful song because you had become part of God's family. You had been redeemed and you had been reclaimed. You may not always be smart, and you may not always be kind, but you will always be important because of Jesus. You are the crowning glory of His creation, that for which He died, for which He rose. May we always remember that we are important to God. Not because of who we are, but because of what God has done for us and continues to do for us and what He continues to do through us. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.